Thank you, Elaine. Now for our next batch of news items. The UEA has backtracked on the number of jobs it was proposing to cut. Delia Smith and the Canaries have some stories, and there will be no new swimming pool for Norwich anytime soon.
The crisis-hit UEA has revealed it has more than halved the number of jobs it currently has at risk as it continues to look to cuts in its costs. The University of East Anglia previously announced it was looking to cut its staff numbers by 113, including losing dozens of academic workers. But the university, which needs to save £45 million over the next 3 years, now says it's been able to reduce this number to 48 by not filling almost 200 vacant posts. However, it is facing fresh pressure from trade unionists to make no redundancies whatsoever. Mark Walmsley, chairman of the UEA branch of the University and College Union, urged bosses to further reduce the number of jobs at risk to zero. The branch organised a strike this week and has threatened further disruption in the coming months. He said the fact that the executive team has been able to reduce the number already shows that there are ways of making savings that do not involve people losing their jobs. We know the university needs to make savings, but clearly there are other ways of reducing the budget.
You might have seen their logo adorning Norwich City's men's and women's teams shirts, but who exactly are NCFC's new sponsors? Norfolk-based tech firm Sakura become the back of the shirt sponsor for David Wagner's squad for the 2023-24 season, as well as the main shirt sponsor for the women's team. Described on its website as a compliant mobile ID verification and authentication provider, you'd be forgiven for wondering what exactly the company does. CEO Matt Cooper agreed that, at first glance, it can seem quite deep and technical, but that the nuts and bolts of their technology is pretty simple. He said, "We basically provide the tech to allow companies to verify the identity of their customer. We do this via an API connection, which is a software component that serves as an intermediary between two disconnected applications. That allows our customers, who include banks, phone companies, and consumer brands, to spot fraud attempts." From its headquarters in Aylsham, Sakura works with more than 70 mobile providers across the world, operating hubs in the USA, India, Budapest, and South Africa. But according to Mr. Cooper, Norfolk remains at the heart of the business, as does the county's biggest football club.
A fish and chip shop's new signature dish has been praised by Delia Smith and even sold at one of her restaurants. The dish, a deep-fried jam sandwich, was developed by Eric Snaith, who owns and operates Eric's Fish and Chips in three East of England locations, including Holt and Thornham. Following a visit to the Holt branch, Delia was said to be so impressed by the invention that she added it to the Yellow's Bar and Grill menu at Carrow Road. Stuart Wiley, a chef at Eric's, said, "The reception's been really, really good." Eric and Delia go way back and she's visited us numerous times over the years, so it happened purely, naturally, and we're very pleased. As well as deep-fried sandwiches, Eric's has specialised in battered cream eggs that became an instant hit, and earlier this year, comedian and actor Jack Whitehall was snapped at the Thornham branch, where he posed for pictures with fans. Recently, Mr. Snaith expanded his growing empire to include Eric's Pizza at the Yarm Food Hall in Norwich.
It's not just drivers dropping off passengers at Norwich Airport who have been left frustrated by price hikes. New research has found that so-called kiss and fly charges have increased at more than a third of major UK airports in the past year. Bosses at Norwich Airport last month defended raising drop-off fees for the second time in 5 months. A 30-minute time slot was initially increased to £4 in December and then went up again to £5 in April. A spokesman for Norwich Airport explained, "Car parking revenue helps sustain airport operations and investment so that we can continue to offer the people the choice and flexibility of flying from their local airport. Our car parking charges are in line with many regional airports and reflect the rising costs that all businesses are having to bear."
Summer holiday havoc has been narrowly avoided after strikes at Norwich Airport were postponed. Staff had been balloted on strike action as pay in every part of the airport, including car park, air traffic and security, is said to be lower than the national average. The Prospect Union has subsequently informed members of plans for several strikes between July the 24th and August the 28th. Union reps said, "We must write to Richard Pace, Managing Director at Norwich Airport, in advance of industrial action." After discussing the revised offer from the employer, it's become clear that the offer does not constitute an acceptable pay award. With roughly 70% of staff at the airport represented by Prospect, it looked as though the strikes would throw travel plans for thousands into doubt. However, crunch talks made progress yesterday and have persuaded the union to cancel any strike action for the time being.
There are no plans for a new swimming pool in the city anytime soon, council leaders have said. Hopes for a new pool in Norwich have been raised repeatedly over the years, but now have been squashed for the time being. The Labour-led City Hall currently owns one swimming pool at the Riverside Leisure Centre near the city centre. While Norwich City Council leaders have said that they would like to see a second option, there is no spare money for the project at the moment. Michael Stonard, the City Council leader, said, "There are no formal plans at the moment, but it is clear that another public pool is needed. But it's a matter of finances and where that would come from. Having another pool would be really, really good. But the priority, what people are more concerned about, is decent homes when it comes to our capital expenditure." Beth Jones, the deputy council leader, added, "At the moment, any decision around developing anything, the numbers really have to stack up because there isn't any spare money."
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Elaine and Robin will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Paul and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.